Welcome to Business Ninjas, brought to you by Right For Me, where you'll hear from business leaders who are out there growing their business and slaying it every day. Learn from the masters. Let's get started.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Business Ninjas. I'm here today with Eric Glass, Director of Product Marketing at Notified. How you doing today, Eric?
I'm good, Andrew. Like we were talking about before, a little bit before in the pre-call, hopefully my nasally self does not come through. There's something blue in here in Texas, and it's getting there, but we'll power through for the podcast today. So thanks for having me.
I appreciate your perseverance. Thanks for spending some time with us here on Business Ninjas. Please tell us a little bit about yourself and about Notified.
Sure. So a little bit about me. I have been in this space now since we had Windows Media Player and Real Player in the online streaming world. And that was about it. So I'm dating myself a little bit there, but 2005, worked here in Austin at a demand generation agency for about 10 years and then jumped over to one of my partners in Expo. Some of the audience may or may not know them, big virtual event and then webinar platform. And then have been with them, quote unquote, ever since, because Inexpo was purchased a number of years ago by West, which then rebranded to Intrado. And then now we're kind of a little bit off tangential as Notified, but still part of the Intrado family.
Okay. And please tell everybody about Notified and what they do.
Yeah. So we have three core business practices. The first one is what I'm directly responsible for is what we call experiences, which is our virtual events and our webinar platform. So we have a digital events platform that runs a lot of the largest events out there, highly flexible, highly customizable. And we have our studio webinar platform, right? Which gives you all of the broadcast tools and technology that you would expect from a current generation browser-based platform to allow you to, you know, communicate with your audiences and tell the stories that you're trying to tell out there in the market.
Excellent. And when did Notified start? What's the origin story of Notified?
So it was, when did we start? 2018, we have our old CEO, a gentleman named Ben Choder, who's been around in the industry for a very, very long time, right? He had a platform back in the day called Stream 57. Ben's a good friend of mine. One of my mentors has been for a very long time. But he was at an expo and then he left to jump over when West said, we're going to start a digital media wing. Then he bought NASDAQ and then he bought us in expo. And then he bought a company called Notified specifically, which is a social PR platform. And then we have merged those three together to form what is now known as Notified, that focuses across the experiences, the investor relations, and then also the public relations side of the business. On the experiences side, like I said, we focus on internal comms, marketing, demand gen, and then digital events buyers. Internal for our investor relations, we focus on all of the, you know, communicating out to your investors, making sure you're doing your quarterly briefs, making sure you're doing those types of things, web pages, corporate sites, corporate newsrooms, investor relations pages, and things along those lines. And then PR is all about the PR play. So getting out your press releases, making sure you're monitoring those, getting their reach. We have a PR platform. We have a distribution platform. We have a analyst and a press platform to go out and find people to talk about your articles. It's a really cool thing. And then all three of those work in tandem together to help you tell your story across whatever avenue you're trying to reach.
Sounds like a fairly unlimited business model in terms of how to help people.
It is. It's pretty fun. So to see some of the use cases that we get.
And what sort of verticals do you service?
We service all of them, right? There hasn't been one that I haven't found, right? On the PR side, we focus a lot on a lot of the big Fortune 500 companies, same with the IR world. And then on the experiences side, it's a lot of the tech companies that you would think, the Intels, the Amazons, the Red Hats, the, you know, organizations like that. We have a lot of pharma companies as well that we serve, but mostly in the high tech or technology spaces, IT spaces is where we play nicely with.
Well, so you're working with a lot of very large / enterprise companies.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Any sort of entry level size for a company to do business with you, or it's wide open?
It's wide open. We do focus, our ICP is definitely the enterprise organization, right? We tend to be, because we are an enterprise grade platform, we tend to, you know, maybe be a little more expensive than what some of the SMB players would be willing to pay, but we definitely have options and our teams are out there willing to, you know, see what we can do to work with organizations like that.
And what are the most common problems that you're solving for customers like that?
So on the PR side, it's reach and distribution of your content, right? On the investor relations side, it's making sure you're communicating with your shareholders. And then on the experiences side, where I play, it's really, how are you trying to tell that story? On the external, like demand generation marketer play, we spend a lot of time consulting with our clients on making sure their content mix is right, making sure that they're plugging in their webinars and webcasting and stream into the appropriate channels where that sits in their funnel, and doing a lot of that consulting work. On the internal communications play, it's how do you build and engage with your employees, right? Beyond the Zoom and the Microsoft Teams plays, how do you really create a high-end internal broadcast that lets you effectively engage your employees, build that loyalty, put some stock in the brand internally, and then go from there. And digital events, it's all around, making sure that you're putting your event in the right place, whether that's for an association, whether it's going to be virtual, whether it's going to be hybrid, or whether it's going to be all on site. We have capabilities to manage all three of those use cases there.
I repeat, an unlimited business model in terms of your ability to help people externally and internally. Nice.
Absolutely.
And what makes you guys stand out from your competition?
I think the biggest thing that makes us stand out from the competition is our tenure in the industry, right? I've been here now in and around this space for 20 years, and I'm not the only one. We have a whole bunch of 20-year employees here at Notified. And then the average tenure of our services department is about 6 years. So if you think about that, especially now in 2023, almost every one of our services people has been here and lived through this little thing we called COVID that happened a couple of years ago. And they've all been battle tested and battle hardened through that. When every one of us in the company through that 2 years was a project manager, regardless of what your title said, you were running webinars, you were running virtual events, you were project managing and loading content and stuff like that. I think that's the biggest thing, is a lot of what you see in our competition, some of the older players that are out there in the market, they don't have the professional services organizations that we have. Where, yes, you can use us self-service if you guys want to learn how to drive the car, we're going to teach you how to drive the car and then hand you the keys and go from there. But a lot of our clients, their teams are either, they don't have time for it, or they don't want to mess with it. They want to engage with the experts. And we have a 700 plus strong professional services organization that's global that'll come in and run your event from the second that you engage with us, all the way through post-production, and make sure it's updated throughout the year, depending on the engagement model that you sign up for.
It sounds like you guys were perfectly positioned to thrive in COVID, because these were things you were already set up to do.
Yep.
And that other people are busy playing catch up. Tell me about growing the business in the last couple of years.
Yeah. So it's interesting, right? So through the COVID and before COVID, we saw, just like everybody else did, we saw steady growth in both of our in all three of our lines of business, IRPR and the events. And then when we got into COVID, everything kind of laser focused on the virtual events and the webinars and what we could do there. And PR and IR stayed, steady, single digit growth like they would. We saw a massive, huge double digit growth in our events business, as did everybody though, during that time, because everybody had to go virtual for those 2 years. And then, as most of the industry has seen over the last year, everybody's kind of figuring out where the online experiences play. If I had to be so bold, I would say that digital events and webinars have taken a hit through the COVID years, because what that did is teach a lot of the folks that we would normally do business with just how easy some of the stuff that we do is, right? We're on a Zoom call. Everybody now knows how to run Zoom or runs a team meeting. But a lot of the technology that people were exposed to that exists out in the marketplace that makes it very easy to produce a stream, very easy to push a video out to a YouTube or a Twitch or a TikTok or an Instagram, has really taken hold and commoditized a lot of what our industry does. And I think we're still figuring out as a whole, not necessarily Notified, but as a virtual events industry and as a webinar industry, where that path is going forward and how we're going to achieve that. IR and PR are going to be a main staple of our investment. We're kind of shifting a little bit of the investment dollars around back over to them, where we put a lot of focus on the experiences side of it the last couple of years by the nature of just what was going on globally. So it'll be an interesting year. The way I liken it to folks is we've graduated our senior team. We just won the championship, and now we've got a good, solid, stable freshman and sophomore that we have to rebuild up and turn back into a championship dynasty over the next couple of years.
Nice analogy. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. So what value has content and content marketing played in the growth of Notified?
Yeah, I think it's a huge play for us, right? We own a streaming platform. So it's a big thing for us to go out and just do a webinar or do some sort of stream. We have, you know, three or four internal television shows that we produce. And then we are very adamant about all of the product lines going out to customers and doing at least a monthly webcast, if not a quarterly big tentpole webcast webinar where we can go out and talk to our customers, right? So I think going back to answer your question, the role of content production is huge, right? It allows us to engage with our audiences, with our prospects in meaningful ways. I think one of the coolest things that we just rolled out was this concept of what we call promote to stage, where we can actually now in our studio platform in real time bring an audience member to stage. They don't have to send us a new link. We don't have to have them log back in. They request to join a queue. They raise their hand. We push a button and they come to stage with us. And they're able to talk and ask their question. We're able to engage with them, which I think is going to change the way that we do a lot of our events. I've got one coming up in April that I'm doing is our next product roadshow that I'm super excited to use that feature on, which is going to be really, really fun. But I think content marketing and content production, if you don't have them now as an organization, you're falling behind. It's interesting to think when a lot of the companies that I work with, they're still looking at it as a way to just, you know, pour the bucket in the top of the funnel when there's so much more you can do with it, right? If you're actually targeting correctly and looking at putting some strategy behind how you're going to position. All right, I've got this over the year speaking, you know, kind of a microcosm of webinars, right? Because that's what we focus on. You know, all right, I've got 500 webinars to run over the year. I'm going to dedicate 300 of those to the top of the funnel. I'm going to dedicate, and these are huge numbers, right? Maybe sure. not real, but 300 to the top of the funnel. And then I'm going to dedicate, 150 of those or, 150 of those to the middle of the funnel. And then the last 50 down to, I think my math worked there. Yeah, it does. And the last 50 down to the, I had to do it on the fly in my head. The last 50 of those down to the bottom of the funnel to really help convert. And maybe those bottom 50 are very highly dedicated roundtable discussions with executives that are thought leadership or the, you know, they're your ABM style webcast where you're inviting your clients and your customers in to either close deals or learn from other customers and things like that. It's a little bit of strategy that a lot of people are still just not thinking about how to, you know, tweak the dials and levers in meaningful ways, where, you know, that's what our teams go and, you know, help with, from that standpoint, and just content production and content marketing in general, can play a huge role in that.
Eric, you speak our language. It's all good stuff. Change gears.
Yeah.
What's something you'd like to be celebrating personally and professionally 1 year from today?
Oh, gosh. Personally, we'll come back to that one. I'm going to have to think about that one. There's a lot of things I want to do personally. Professionally, I think it is seeing our webinar platform and our digital events platform grow into some of the new features and functionality that we've got coming. There's a couple things a little bit further on the roadmap that I'm not ready to talk about yet, but being in the position that I'm in, maybe if we do a part two of this later, we'll get to talk about it. But there's a lot of things that we're doing around experiential design and experiential platform content production that are going to be really cool And not necessarily in a metaversey kind of way, but just some of the ways that we're rebuilding and redesigning and refactoring some of the things to allow better touch points and visibility into the data, I think are going to have a very meaningful way, especially when you think about the content marketing stuff. Personally, I just hope I survive the next 9 months while we're doing that. There's a lot of things there. Personally, I'd just like to continue to see, you know, this company grow. I think in the next year, we've got a very aggressive set of targets that I've been entrusted with. And that's, you know, my goal for the next year is to focus on those targets and meet and exceed them to the best of my ability. So,
well, it sounds like you are positioned well, my friend. I appreciate your dedication to helping people tell their story. That's what we do. It's an important thing here. And my feeling is the more and more we have to meet this way, sitting at our laptops and people aren't rubbing palms and getting a true sense of each other, your website has to live and breathe. There has to be a connection at a high level and the story has to be told. People got to know why they want to do business with you.
Yeah.
And you guys understand that in spades, as it were.
Yep.
Please tell everyone, what's your URL where they can find Notified and what social media channels you're using these days?
Notified.com is our URL. We do the bulk of our, we do the majority of our social media on LinkedIn. We do have a careers Instagram page, which is Notified Careers, that you can go and check out and just get a sense of the personality and the culture of the organization. And then we are looking at spinning up some more content on our YouTube channel. It's out there. Nobody really does anything with it yet. I'm going to get my hands on it and see what we can do there. And then maybe some podcasts and stuff like that coming in the future that we'll have some content more to talk about there out in the social world.
Eric Glass, Director of Product Marketing at Notified. Thank you for spending some time with us today at Business Ninjas. I wish you and yours and Notified all the success in the world. And I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me. This is fun.
Hey, are you a business ninja? Want to be interviewed like this? Give us a shout. Go to www.writeforme.io, writeforme.io, and schedule a time to meet with us, and we'll make it happen. Keep slaying it, y'all.